That's the Avatar's laundry.
I thought it was the sevenfold veil.
Seven, yeah, the seven veils. The seven veils.
Seven, there is.
Oh, tell you about the Avatar's laundry? Hmm. But they must have heard it so often, and this Dara has taped it so often. This, See, when I was about 7 years old. No?
No?
God's laundry. God's, yeah, it says that. Well, when I was around 7 years old, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, I don't know. I had a dream, and in my dream I saw God. I was sitting on a huge white cloud up in the sky. I was seated on the edge of it with my legs dangling. Mm-hmm. Beyond the cloud, and in front of me with this enormous being, and I knew he's God. Although he had no clothes on, he didn't seem naked. I mean, he seemed so complete. So this is God. It's so beautiful, and I kept looking at him. But I had on a lacy white dress, like you wear the communion and things mm-hmm. like that. A lovely lacy white dress, which, as a matter of fact, I had worn at my own Naujot, which is communion, so it must be a little over seven. And I'm wondering if God is admiring it, if God is noticing it. I hope he sees my lovely white dress, you know. I'm very conscious of my lovely dress. So I straighten it and put the lace properly over me, and I look up at him and I say, I hope he's seen it, you know, this is good, I hope he's seen it. And as I'm sitting there, and it doesn't say a thing, it's just his presence, this beautiful, big, huge, enormous being, and little me at the edge of the cloud watching him. And then I happen to look over the cloud, look down over the cloud, and a little distance away in mid-air, there seemed to be a laundry rope, a laundry line. You call it a line? Mm-hmm. A line. And on it, clipped on it, a little baby clothes. Tiny, tiny, you know, baby clothes. And I said to myself, but this is his. I mean, only he lives around here. So this is his stuff. But my goodness, he's so big. And these clothes are so little. How does it get into them? Oh, it must be a tight fit. Really, how uncomfortable. It must be a real tight fit. As I'm thinking this, then I turn around and look at him, and I find he's been looking straight at me while I was thinking this. So when I looked up at him, he nodded. Yes, a very tight fit. So you see, when God puts on the clothes or the form of a person, so that he's like seen like one of us, we can touch him, be with him, love him, see his pictures, know the places where he's at, where he's so tangible, where he's so close. That's what it is, a very tight fit. But for our sake, for love's sake, God again and again puts on those little clothes so that he can be with us as one of us. Sometimes, but even through that, those who loved him, those who knew him, never mistook, never forgot that he's who he is, that he's God. That this little, you know, uncomfortable fit that he put on, the clothes that he put on, was for us. Sometimes we forgot. Sometimes he was so human, so much of a companion, so much as one of us. So when he would play with us, but sometimes he would remind us right at the time when we were just playing with him as one human among another. He was among us, and he would say, don't forget, I'm God. And sometimes when we were very much, you know, when people would come and they were very reverent to us, he said, don't forget, I am man. Mm-hmm. He was both God and man. And that is why when sometimes people would say, talk about his manifestation,